Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Afterlife Voicemail System. If you're trying to reach heaven, please press 1. For Yahweh, press 2. For Muhammad, press 3. If you're trying to reach Nirvana, you're going about it all wrong, so we certainly can't help you. If you'd just like to leave a message, wait for the beep.
Good evening. Welcome to the collective. My name is Magenta. I'm going to be your host for tonight, and I'm writing solo. Unfortunately, Darker Realms had to cancel because he has gotten ill. So hopefully he feels better, and hopefully I don't bore you, just me talking by myself. Unless someone calls in. Tonight we were going to talk about some of the most haunted places in the world. But before we get to that, I kind of wanted to take a moment to say thank you to all the servicemen, past and present and future, on this Memorial Day. I know we kind of bypass it as just a common, you know, 3-week or 3-day weekend. But, you know, regardless of your political affiliations or your thoughts about the war, there's men and women out there who sacrifice and have sacrificed their lives for us to have, you know, our freedoms. So I would like to say thank you. I appreciate everything that servicemen do, you know, military, army, Navy, all that. I really appreciate it. And I think we need to appreciate it more. That's just a personal opinion, but not to get too deep into that. But other than that, I guess we can go on to the most haunted places in the world. Let me give you my guest call-in number. It's going to be 516-387-1909. So if anyone wants to call in and chat with me about some of the most, you know, one of their favorite places. I guess I'll start with one that I'm not sure if people are really aware, but the White House is completely haunted. I read a book, I don't know, I was in high school, just about all the experiences people had in the White House. And a lot of times people see Abe Lincoln, he knocks on doors, he shows up, I mean, full dread. There was one story that was really funny. This lady was in the red or the rose room or the red room, one of those. And she looked, and Abe Lincoln was like standing there. And she didn't register it at first. And she thought perhaps it was, you know, one of those people that, what are they called? You know, that portray Abe. And then she looked up again, and he was still there. And then she asked her friend, you know, she was like, do you see that? And at that time, when she turned back around, he kind of, like, disappeared right in front of her eyes. So the White House is pretty pretty haunted. I was trying to see if I can show you or tell you guys more about some of the legends. But we all know that there's different places that are haunted. Every town has one or two spots that you know is haunted. I definitely think that Europe is, you know, they have more history. So definitely those places are haunted, like the London Towers, you know, the Tower of London is supposed to be very haunted. I'm trying to think of someone's, the Ancient Ram Inn, it's supposed to be haunted by succubus, not incubus, like Zach Bagans says. But yeah, there's definitely some places that I don't know if I would ever travel to. I'm always curious about the supernatural, but I'm a chicken. So these places, well, no. I can definitely tell you here in Corpus, there are a couple of places that are pretty haunted. The old courthouse is supposed to be very haunted. It's pretty much condemned and boarded up, so you can't really get in there. A lot of ghost tours go there and just, you know, stand on the property, and you can kind of feel the energy. From that point, there's a lot of photos, a lot of orbs, things of that sort. So that's one I would love to go down and have permission to even go onto the property a little bit, and do some EVPs and things of that sort. So that's one of my goals for a future show. Another thing that I already had experience with is I went to the Lexington a couple weeks back. My brother is in ROTC, and he was graduating, they were celebrating the graduating class. And we, as soon as I got on that ship, and, you know, I've mentioned that it's been haunted, and I think TAPS has gone on. They didn't really find anything there when they went, but as soon as I stepped on that ship, I was, like, bombarded with energy. And it wasn't negative energy. It was just a lot of energy. It felt like I was in a room, a very little room, with a lot of people. So I was actually dizzy. We were walking around in one of the, sections that we could go to, and there was some artifacts and some planes and things of that sort. So that was kind of neat. But I literally had to sit down, and I was like, I don't know if I can do this for an hour or two because it was so powerful. Completely knocked me off my feet, sort of thing. They have for $50 per person where you can go spend the night. And they give you like a tour, and they give you dinner in the mess hall, and then breakfast, and you get to sleep in the bunkers. I want to do it. I want to this summer. But I'm going to be like scared out of my mind. I'm not going to sleep. If I am that affected by just being there and feeling like I did, I don't know if I'll make it through the whole night. So that's one of my recent experiences. And I'd love to go back with my ghost hunting equipment and see if I can pick up anything. I'm trying to see. Another place that I have my own personal story with, that I think I've mentioned before, but when I lived in Independence, Missouri, there's a couple places there. Of course, Independence, Missouri is notoriously known for, at this point, being the meth capital of the world. But at one point, it was Harry Truman's home. You know, there's things of that sort. So the part that I lived in was pretty, it was considered the old town. Like perhaps a mile away was the home, you know, the child home of Harry S. Truman, and there was the library of, yeah. So there was, it's considered the old town. We used to go walk about a mile to 2 miles to town hall, where they had, you know, the old courthouse and things of that sort. So I lived by a house called Bell Mansion, and it was a mansion built in the 1800s by a German man. I forgot his name, and I don't want to look it up at this point, but you can research it yourself. So Bell Mansion was down the street. All the kids used to talk about it, and, you know, it was widely accepted that the place was haunted. The reason for this haunting was, you know, the German fellow married a young woman. He pretty much, like, piece by piece, took the house from Germany over. And it's really neat. It's, you know, Victorian, very brick, beautiful house. It has over, like, I think 10 rooms. Just a lovely, lovely house. So he did all that for her. And apparently she had lost a child at one point and became very, very depressed. Well, you know, he kept improving the house and things of that sort in order to try to help her out of her depression. He thought that would help her. But unfortunately, she did commit suicide in the tower. There was a tower. She hung herself. So after that, you know, now at this point, it's a state museum, and it's just very, very creepy. It's one of those places that you walk, you don't have to, you know, even touch the grass. Just walking down the sidewalk, you can feel something watching you. And we used to walk by it all the time during the day. And, you know, I don't claim to be psychic, but I'm sensitive enough that I can tell things. So walking by there would scare the crap out of me because I felt someone watching. So one Halloween, we decided we were going to be smart and go play around there and see what we could see. Of course, this was my idea because I'm always fascinated by stuff, but I'm a chicken. So I went with my group of friends, and we're checking the place out, and we're looking in the windows, and it's completely dark. It's Halloween night. You know, we're psyching ourselves up, like, oh, did you see that? Oh, did you see that? And one of my friends was looking through the mirror, or not the mirror, the window, and saw a mirror, and she, like, screamed bloody murder. And at that point, she took off running. So that means I take off running. So I took off running. We ended up meeting back up. And it was very, very interesting. Very, very interesting. Okay, well, looks like we have someone calling in. Let me see if we can get them on. Just one second. Uh-oh. Okay, it lost the call. I don't know, this program right now is acting up, so I do apologize. You might have to call back in. That was another one of my personal stories about haunted places. If anyone lives in the Kansas City area, you should go check out the Bell Mansion. They have daily tours that you can go in. And actually, they welcome ghost hunters, so you can, you know, use your equipment. And I'm trying to think of some really scary places that from around the world. I am very terrified of, it's called Suicide Forest in Japan. It's on the base of Mount Fuji. And this place, I believe, one of the ghost hunter shows went there, or maybe it was Destination Truth. One of them went, and it was absolutely terrifying. You can go online and see photos of, so people go and hike in this place, okay? And I know they go to see the dead people because people go commit suicide here. They journey into this place knowing that they're going to kill themselves. And there's a website, you can just Google it, where you can actually see. I mean, and it's so dense of a forest, there's a lot of times they don't actually even get to the bodies for weeks, months. They have the police come in every year and actually do sweeps to clear away the bodies. And another weird yet strangely fascinating thing from that is that they leave behind stuff, okay? So they leave behind tents and personal items. And you can be walking and come along a tent and find stuff, you know? And as weird as that is, it's also very fascinating to me. So I would love to go there. I say that, and you guys can't see the look on my face. But, yeah, very, very scary. They even have signs up that say, like, your life is precious. You know, please don't kill yourself, things of that sort. Of course, it's supposed to be very, very haunted at the same time. So, you know, if somebody wants to come with me, we'll definitely go to, you know, travel to Japan. And, you know, just warning you, I will run away. And I don't care. So, you know, if you're with me, yeah, you better keep up. So we have that, and then we have the island of creepy dolls. Not sure of the actual name of that, but I'm trying to Google it right now. But the, yes, here it goes, Island of the Dolls in Mexico. Okay, so it's located on a lake, and it's one of the strangest places I've ever seen. I guess a guy in the 1950s moved to the island and pretty much started collecting dolls and hanging them up all over, okay? He told people that the little girl spoke to him and told him to collect the dolls for her, okay? So if that's not creepy enough, I'm creeped out by dolls anyways. Thanks to, you know, Chucky and things of that sort, and my mother playing horrible, horrible jokes on me. So, yeah, you can go here and hang out with all these creepy dolls. You know, they've had ghost hunting people go, and there was, I think it was a Destination Truth that went, and, I mean, they documented one of these dolls, like, they were talking to it, and they're like, if you're, you know, haunted, show me a sign, a proof, and the freaking doll's eyes look open. Oh, no. You know, I would be swimming out of there. I don't care. I would be gone. So that's another very, very haunted and creepy place that, you know, hopefully I would have enough gonads to go hang out on. Trying to open up our it's not letting me take any calls for some reason. I do apologize. It looks like someone's calling in, but it's not letting me click it. I don't know what exactly is going on, if it's my network or not, but I do apologize. Let me see if I can get it to come back up. In the meantime, another place, of course, New Orleans, the entire city of New Orleans is haunted. So if you want to have an experience, go there. There's not just one place that's there. You know, there's the Sultan's place. There's a lot of places you can go. And if you are just in a general want to know the haunted locations, you can do one of their ghost tours or their vampire tour. And it's pretty informative. It's pretty neat. They allow you to take pictures, you know, and a lot of people catch things. One of the stories that I've heard numerous times from New Orleans is a lady back in the 80s was there on vacation with her and her husband. And they had taken one of the tours, the vampire tour, actually, or something of that sort. And so she heard about, and this is a true story, there was a guy living there. The details I'm not too keen on, but the gist of the story is this guy ended up eluding the cops. He was, you know, taking people, kidnapping them, and drinking their blood. So I guess what happened was a lady tried to escape, fell out a two-story window in the 1800s. That's how they you know, caught on to him when they searched his flat. He had various bottles of portions of wine with blood in it, and it was, you know, yeah. So, you know, that's one of the vampire stories of New Orleans. That's kind of neat. Anyways, so Lady taking this tour and listening to all the stories of ghosts and vampires and, you know, dark entities and things of that sort. And she goes back to her hotel, and it's in the French Quarter, and I don't think the story actually gave the name of the hotel. But she's, you know, there with her husband. She's going to sleep. And she's in a two-story house, or two-story, she's on the second floor of the hotel. And she hears scratching. Okay, so at first she didn't really take mind to it because of, you know, they're down in the French Quarter, it could be anything, you know, whatever. She didn't really, but it started getting louder, and it was at her window. And then once it got to her window, it was tapping. So she got up and kind of nudged her husband to wake him up. And the window, I guess, was apparently open, and she saw a guy leaning into the window, okay, and from her accounts, and this is a, you know, pretty, I guess, a pretty, you know, true story, I guess, if you would say, so she raised up, and her husband raised up, and the guy literally freaking jumped onto another building and then crawled up and away. So that's what she swears. Her and her husband swear they see all the same thing. So, I mean, there's numerous stories, you know, in New Orleans alone. So I would say I would welcome anybody to go down there if you want an experience. If you want one, you're probably going to get one. Once again, I'm so sorry. Our phone line is down for some reason. I do apologize if someone's trying to call in. This website is acting up. Another really cool place that I would love to go is the Queen Mary Hotel, which is it's in Santa Cruz, California. It was formerly an ocean liner that sailed from 1930s to 1960s, but it became a hotel, and there's numerous reports of hauntings from there. I would love to go there and spend the night. I'm trying to think of some other ones from around the world. I mentioned the Tower of London. There's the Monte Cristo homestead in Australia that's pretty haunted. I just know that from what I remember, there was a family that has owned the property from like the 50s. And since they've owned the property, they've laid witness to a lot of deaths on the property, their family. I guess one lady, like, threw her baby down some stairs, killed it. I guess there was also, if I remember correctly, a guy who was mentally ill who, like, killed his mom and, like, chained someone to, like, underground or something of that sort that happened. So that one's really... a very interesting place I would love to go to. We have like, and the ones I don't know if I would ever do are the penitentiaries. I don't know if I would do it because just like a castle, I have a thing with stone and the energy. I think it pretty much can collect energy, especially in a place like a penitentiary where you're going to have people that are of bad nature, you know, succumbing to even evils, murders, rape, suicide, just in all, just all the bad things that you try to keep out of regular society. I don't know if I would do a penitentiary. I think I would be absolutely terrified at just residual energy, let alone if there are any kind of intelligence hauntings or any kind of dark energy that's attracted to the place. I know I've witnessed, we got 3 minutes. You know, I've witnessed different TV shows going in, but I don't know if I could do that. So I guess I could wrap up for the night. I do apologize for everyone. The phone lines are not working, so I do apologize. I kind of give you guys a little bit of a heads up about next week. We're going to have Aaron Chapman back on from vamped.org. I would recommend everyone to go to the website. If you're into vampires, into anything that has a deal with the undead, that drink blood, I would definitely check her out. She's going to be on the show. She's got some information that's exciting, that, you know, has to deal with vampires, of course. And so I'm excited to see her again, and I hopefully everyone tunes in. I do apologize for the phone being down. I'm not sure what's going on. It's probably on my end. But I hopefully this has been kind of entertaining. I do apologize if I have bored you. Doing this solo is kind of hard to bounce information back and forth. But I do wish the very best for Darker Realms. I know he is very, very sick today. I hope he gets better. Hopefully he'll come back on soon, because I would love to hear more about vampires and other supernatural creatures that he kind of has a very unique perspective about. So we have around 2 minutes. I'm probably going to cut this a little short since it's just me, but I do appreciate everybody who participates, who listens in. Like I said, I don't know what happened tonight, but if you write down the call number, you can call in next week. Hopefully we'll have like the last 2 minutes of the show. Maybe Aaron will answer some questions or things of that sort. So our guest number, and it's always going to be the same number, is 516-387-1909. You call in. Hopefully I'll be able to get to you. We definitely want to hear from you guys. We want to have a conversation. This is not just for my pleasure, for me to hear my voice. So call in. Let's have a conversation. Let's talk. And I will let you guys go for the night. So thank you for listening in. You have a wonderful weekend. And we will see you next Saturday at 10 p.m. with Aaron Chapman from vamped.org. Good night, guys.